Your Honor, we're here today on my client's 12B6 motion to dismiss this complaint. 3 years ago, Mr. Baumer's client, who I've never met, decided to go and purchase three big screen TVs. Each of them was in excess of 60 inches and luxury washers and dryers. The client ran up a credit card bill. All this was charged on my client's credit card, and the credit card bill ran $12,000. Nothing has ever been paid on the credit card bill. My client filed a lawsuit against Mr. Baumer's client. He didn't answer the lawsuit. My client obtained a judgment. He did nothing to satisfy the judgment. My client then sent out post-judgment discovery, none of which was answered. My client got a motion to compel filed to compel him to answer the post-judgment discovery. None of that was answered. As a result, my client began post-judgment collection activities. This lawsuit alleges that my client violated the FDCPA because my client allegedly attempted to collect debt from Mr. Baumer's client's exempt property. If we had done so, it might very well have been an FDCPA violation, but my client did not do that. Although I've never met the client, as I've indicated, Mr. Baumer's client has been referred to by others as a complete deadbeat. The lawsuit attaches and can be...
Objection.
It's not an evidentiary hearing, overrule.
All of what I've described to you is attached, actually, as attachments to the complaint filed against my client. So it's all part of the 12B6 record. That includes my client's pre-petition collection lawsuit, the discovery, the lack of responses to the discovery.